So, you know, the Bible says in the last days, pray that you are counted worthy to escape all these things. So how can you become worthy? Well, the Bible says in Revelations that Jesus is worthy to receive blessing and honor, and a big list there about all the things he's able to receive because he's worthy. So what does worthy mean? And how do you achieve worthiness? How do you get into worthiness so that you can escape all these things that are coming upon the earth? Well, simply, worthy, the Greek word worthy, it means deserving, such as merit, having worth or excellence or equipment. Okay, so if you go to play cricket and you don't have a ball, then you're not going to be worthy. You're not going to be able to swing the ball and hit the wicket. If you're a batsman and you don't have a bat, or you have a broken bat, then you are unworthy. You don't have the equipment. You don't have the ability. So really, worthiness means to have the equipment, or be capable, suitable, having quality, suited to. You know, that's what the Bible says about worthiness. Suitable to anything. So are you worthy? Are you capable? Do you have the substance inside yourself? Do you have the inherent ability to escape this world and what's coming upon it? Do you have the worthiness? Are you worthy so that, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego got thrown into a fire that was heated up 7 times more. And the king looked in, and all he saw was 3 guys walking around with another guy, which they said resembles the Son of Man. He made them worthy. He caused them not to burn. He caused them to sustain their life in a heat, a furnace that was going to fry them. So they were worthy, you know, so they were capable of doing or going through a situation unscathed. So are you worthy? So when this stuff happens to the world, are you worthy? You know, the Bible says in Revelation there's going to become a time when a whole day's wages will just get you a cup of flour. That's working all day, and that's without breaks and probably in the hot sun and maybe a 12 or 14 hour day for a bowl of flour. But you know, you can take that flour home and you can pray over it because you are worthy, because you have the capability, and it will feed 12 people. Or you'll be in charge of the distribution, that's a hard word, distribution of the flour. And you'll have access to the storehouse. Whatever. God will bless your life. You know, when the hail comes over our house, I put my hand up and say, hail, don't come near me. I'm the Son of God. I walk in the blessing of Abraham. And you can't touch me because your functionality is for bad people. Hail and snow are for bad people when God dumps it on them. It's to disrupt their life, and hail doesn't disrupt my life. You know, I had hail come just recently, and the hail was as big as ping pong balls, came down, and I had a whole lot of plants outside. Not one of them got touched at all, and the hail was coming down. Didn't touch my car, went and checked my car, no dents whatsoever. And the hail came down, it wrecked a lot of stuff. So I was worthy, I was capable, I had the ability to say to the storm, go away. I could speak to the storm. You know, the disciples said when they were in the boat, who is this guy? He can speak to the storm and it obeys him. I have authority over that. I'm worthy. You know, a lot of our food, you know, Donna and I, we laugh a lot. You know, we have leftovers. And there's only a little bit of leftovers, and Donna cooks it up or heats it up and adds something else to it, and it's more than we can eat. And we laugh at it. We see, this did not have this volume before, and now look at it. And Don and I laugh at it. It happens all the time. And we laugh at it, and we say, this is God preparing us for when times are lean, so that when things happen, we won't balk, because we've done this in practice run many, many times. And God will do that. If you keep your eyes on Him, He will run you through practice runs to build your faith up, so that when the real stuff happens, it won't happen to you, because you will be capable, you'll have faith to go and do the stuff, to go and achieve the stuff. You'll be worthy, you'll be counted worthy to get through all of this stuff that's coming upon the earth. But if you wait until the last moment to try and use your faith, it may fail. It may be a hit and miss thing. I understand how all this sort of works, so I step into it wherever the Lord permits me to, and I build my faith up. And, you know, we had a roll of cling wrap that lasts for 2 years. Now, God doesn't care about cling wrap. You know, that's not part of the Abrahamic deal. Okay, that's not part of the thing that was won on the cross. Your cling wrap, you know, your plastic wrap will last for years. There's no scripture in the Bible that says anything about that. But it talks about your storehouses lasting. And God just picked on the cling wrap. Why? He wanted to get our attention and the capability that He can do. The resources that He can make stretch. So we started going, wow, this is amazing. This is many, many years ago He did this. And, you know, it was amazing. We laughed for months and months and months and months. This stuff isn't running out. and it just lasted. We didn't use it sort of meagerly. We used it all the time. We wanted to see how much we could use it, how we could exhaust it, and it just kept going. And eventually ran out after a couple of years. And we were amazed. There's no way in the world that it would last that long. 3 months at the max. Anyway, that taught us a lot of things. So we started investigating and looking to the Lord. And He started showing us other things. How He could make things from nothing into something. He showed us, then He showed us the mechanism. He showed us the scriptures, how Jesus got the loaves and the fishes. He looked up to heaven, He blessed it, and it multiplied. So He gave us the ability to be worthy, to be equipped, to have the ability to do that. When hail comes, you know, I had this hail come over. Usually the hail comes over, or it doesn't even come over. You know, we hear about it, it's going to hit where we are, and we pray about it, and we don't see any hail. But this time, I saw hail. And there's a little thought in my mind said, what if this is the time when the hail's really coming down? You know, it's easy to pray about it when the hail's coming and you don't see anything, you go, there you go. But when it's dropping out the sky right in front of you, and you're watching it, and you're thinking, this is going to damage a lot of stuff, and there's a little thought in your mind says, well, you know, God's blessed you all the other time, but this time it's just a miss. It's a hit and miss. You know, you got out of it 6 times. Now this is 7th time. It's going to come down. My brain said, I don't believe that. This is just another time. It doesn't matter if I'm in the middle of the storm or I'm on the edge of the storm or the storm's coming. It's all the same outcome. And I just said, no hail, you will not touch my stuff. And it didn't touch my stuff. And I was amazed. I think, praise the Lord. There you go. You know, so my faith got stronger and stronger. And in many other things, God has He's increased my faith because of small things getting into bigger things and bigger things. So that's how that worked. And He has equipped me inside so that I have place to believe and a place to function so that I can be worthy. So the Lord wants to use me and you in these last days, and He's looking for a renovation in you so that He can cause you to be worthy, so He can cause you to function properly in times of hardship, in times of great stress. You can walk in freedom. You can walk in the peace and the joy and the righteousness that's in the Holy Spirit, which is the kingdom of God. You can walk in confidence that God will look after you because you've done it in little things and medium things, and now it's fun time to do things in big things. And you're going to see the same outcome because you have been groomed, taught, you've been tutored in walking in worthiness to be able to function in very, very hard times. You're going to help other people because you're worthy, because you're capable, because you've been shaped by the Holy Spirit so that you can function without buckling. That's what worthiness is all about. And if you allow God to transform you inside, you will walk in greater levels of worthiness, of capability. He will deal with all of the broken bits in your life that cause you to be unworthy, that cause you to buckle at the knee, that cause you to balk, that cause you to think a second or third thing. No, he'll keep you in his perfect will. You know, the thought came into my head, what if this hail is too much? But my brain said that, but my spirit said, don't listen to your brain. And I went, you're right. I don't listen to my brain. I listen to my spirit. And I said, I'm not going to listen to that. I'm going to believe in God. And this is going to be fun. And it was fun. So bring it on. You know, there's going to be a time when nothing will come against you that will buckle you because you will be worthy. The Lord is looking for people that he can shape and mold that won't buckle, that won't bow their knee, you know, to anything else but Jesus in these last days, because he's going to use them mightily. And if you're in this place of the 300, you're possibly one of those people. God has shaped you. He's brought you into this way, this understanding. You know who you are. You know you're being shaped. You know there's something for you in these last days. It's not death and destruction. It's not brokenness. It's victory. And you know that God's calling you into it. All you've got to do is follow your nose, trust in the Lord, let the Spirit of God transform you through prayer, and you'll start to walk in greater levels of holiness, greater levels of confidence, because you'll walk in greater levels of ability, and you'll be worthy to escape what's coming upon the earth. And you will be used to help other people escape. You will be used to help the saints walk in faith and confidence because they can see what God can do with you in front of their very eyes. You're going to instill confidence in people because they're going to see what God can do in a person when they yield 100% to him and he transforms their life and causes them to be capable or worthy. Jesus was the greatest worthy person that ever lived. He stood before the throne of God and all the angels, they rejoiced and they celebrated his worthiness. And his worthiness to go to the cross caused all of us to stand now here in the presence of the Father. Isn't that great? So your worthiness will possibly cause people to stand in the presence of victory because you were faithful like Jesus was faithful. Now, there's something I want to tell you. You know, Jesus was a type. He was a template for us to walk in. And he walked in ministry, and then he went to the cross, but he spent 40 days walking in a resurrected body. Do you think that part is ready for you? Do you think you're going to walk in some form of resurrected position to walk in this worthiness? You know, Jesus walked through walls. He disappeared. He transformed his likeness so other people didn't know who he was. All of these things. You know, when he was worthy, he was capable of doing that because he had a resurrected body. He walked in that for 40 days and then he was taken up into heaven. by angels. Is it possible that in these last days there's going to be a 40-day section? May not be 40 days, but there's going to be a section, a prophetic section of this template where you're going to walk in worthiness. You're going to be walking in a resurrected form, and you're going to show people this is what happens when you yield to the Holy Spirit, when you yield to the kingdom of God, when you get tutored personally by the Holy Spirit, and you get transformed to walk in great amounts of faith, greater and greater amounts of faith. Do you think that's going to be possible? I believe so. But it'll only be afforded to those who start the transformation. It's not going to happen like at the last second. It may happen to some, I don't know. But you know, God's basically wanting everybody to start to look to Him for the transformation so that they can get the job done, so that they have the ability, the substance inside themselves to walk in this worthiness, that they may escape what's coming upon the earth, and they may help to bring others into righteousness. They may usher people into a righteous way of living. That's what's happening to you. That's why you're here on this website, because you're not just listening to teachers having your ears itching, maybe having them scratched or liking, I like this and I like that, that's nice. No, this website is all about people rolling up their sleeves and getting ready to get the job done. This website is about people who are in the ditch, no matter who they are, getting out the ditch and becoming worthy. This website is all about the last days, the preparation of the sons of God. That's what this website is all about. Now, some people will just get out the ditch, and that's all they'll get out the ditch. But this website, predominantly, the principal thing of this website is about looking for those who want to walk in the resurrected position in the end of days, who want to be the answer to the problem and not the problem, who want to be those who will help people because they have ability, not being helped, but helping people. There's going to be a lot of people who need help. There's going to be a small remnant that's going to do the helping. So I believe this website was set up for that purpose, to gather the sons of God to come and to, through the Holy Spirit, become worthy. So you think about it. This is the program that you're walking in. You're walking in this end program. And the end game is that you step into something that's far greater than what you can do now. And you will be blessed forever and ever. People will know who you are. They'll know the exploits that you have done. And they will last forever. And your robes of righteousness, they won't just be white little robes. They will be uniforms of some form, robes of righteousness. It means that there'll be some sort of dressing that you're going to wear, and they're going to have insignias on them. They're going to show people what you have done with God, in the partnership with God, in the salvation of mankind, that you yield yourself, you bowed your knee to the leading of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit, and you were used in these campaigns. And the treasure that you won is the souls of men. So the treasure is not gold and silver and natural things. It's the souls of men and women that you helped secure. The souls of men and women, that you weren't part of the problem, but you were part of the solution. God used you in the solution. He didn't come to rescue you over and over again. He rescued you once or twice, and then you become a disciplined one, a disciple of Jesus Christ. And you moved into a place where you were worthy, you were capable. And now God wants to use you in these last days. And this thing that you're going to be used for will last forever and ever. People will know who you are. This will be part of your inheritance. This will be part of your reward system. So it's up to you. How far do you want to go? Well, Don and I, we've just dumped everything out the boat and we're just going with the Lord. We're not interested in any other agenda. We're not interested in any other thing. We're not interested in any other ideas. We're not interested in any other programs than the world has. We only are interested in being shaped and transformed by the Holy Spirit for the work of God. That's our life. And we wait on God and we make sure that the transforming is God's perfect will for us and not His second, third, or fourth. We are looking for perfect transformation by walking in His perfect will, by knowing His perfect will, by praying in the Holy Spirit, receiving understanding and revelation so that we don't go off running down other dead-end rabbit holes that give us nothing or even only part. We want full reward. We want the Lord to say to us, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You did all that I asked." Or even, I mean, we may get some things wrong, but I'm going to try and limit the things wrong so that I get as many things right as possible. So my whole objective is to walk in the perfect will of God. I may walk in plan B or walk in the second, there's a good, acceptable and perfect will of God. I might walk in the good and acceptable every now and then, but I always adjust myself and switch back to the perfect will of God because I want to be found worthy so that I can be used in these last days. I'm being used now, Donna and I, and will be used in a greater capacity. So it's up to you. Where do you want to stand for eternity? And what you do now has a greater bearing on what you will be like in eternity. What you will have, what sort of life you will have in eternity. It's up to you. You choose. It's all about your choice. God is wonderful. He gives us all a choice. Where do we want to be? What position do we want to be? How much do we want to give up? How much are we willing to sacrifice? Are we willing to lay everything at the altar, at Jesus' feet, and say, "Transform my life so that I am an absolute 100% complete and utter benefit for you"? So we'll leave it there.